Day two. Hello, hello. Good morning or afternoon or evening, whenever you're listening in. Welcome to Come Back Day Two. This is a very exciting day because we're talking all about restoration and how we take what we learned yesterday. Some of you, again, you expressed feeling a sense of shame or guilt, or if only I had fill in the blank, right? It's good to have this righteous sense of what I want to change. And also, we want to move forward. We want to say, okay, I recognize there's a gap. I am going through this process of repentance. I am not only repenting, but I am recommitting, right? Because if we're true about repentance, if we really mean that, to change the way we think, then we have to follow through, right? If I ask my kid to do something because he or she messed up, and then, I say, "Do you understand?" And they say, "Yes," and then they keep doing the same thing, then it's not true repentance. And same thing with us, with our Heavenly Father. So today we are going on a restoration process. Okay, but before we do that, hopefully y'all are getting to know each other a little bit. Okay, feel free to comment on one another's posts, to give encouragement, and I mean, the cool thing about this community is it's not huge, and this is a community of kingdom-minded women who are doing the same thing you're doing. So tell us one fun fact about you, okay? In the comments, jump down, tell us one fun fact if you're with us live in Facebook, and about me. So maybe you know this if you've heard this on my podcast, but I'm a leap year baby. So this year I turned 9. So you can do that math, figure out how old I am. But so that's kind of fun. Every 4 years I have a birthday and I celebrate big. Not really, but anyway, tell us something fun about you, random fact that we wouldn't know if you hadn't shared. And then just a reminder that you need to have your homework in by 9 p.m. Central Time, and we'll be doing a giveaway today for a chopper, so that you can make your mealtime easier, and life is good when meals are easy, right? Okay, so today we are talking about the restoration process, making things new. This is kind of funny to me, just this idea of restoration and like taking what we have messed up and making it clean and orderly and aligned with God's way. And I think of my lovely toddler, Gabriel. He is very two. And when I think of the restoration process, I often think of him, because my husband and I can have really great intentions of cleaning up and making things back in order. And the restoration process with sweet little Gabriel, it's a long process, because he comes and he sweeps through and just like creates a tornado again, right? And I just think that that's such a picture. I'm not sure where you play into this exactly, where we all play into this, but it's just such a picture of we can have good intentions, but it's not going to go perfectly. There will be Gabriels in your life. But I love Gabriel, and he teaches me so many things, and he if I embrace the process of having patience with him and learning with him and growing with him, then I grow in the process too. So embrace your restoration process. It's not going to be perfect. It will have setbacks. It will have Gabriel messes, and that's okay. Okay. So, let's dive in. So day one, again, sometimes day one can be really emotional, because we recognize that we are so in need of God and his restoration over our lives. But that's actually good news, that we don't have to do it alone. Okay. So if you're here today, then you are committed to breaking free. You made it through day one and you're back here for day two, and you have recommitted, hopefully, your body to God, and you've repented for your wrong thinking, all of our wrong thinking. And hopefully your heart is really on fire, because you know that God is doing a work in you, and he is so faithful, and he will deliver us when we ask. His faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. So I'm going to read another scripture today. You can tell me if you know where this comes from. Okay. So, starting at verse 5, there's your clue. So, your loving devotion, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your judgments are like the deepest sea. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving devotion, O God, that the children of men may take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them a drink from your river of delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Extend your loving devotion to those who know you, in your righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of the proud come against me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the evildoers lie fallen, thrown down, unable to rise. So I just love this idea that, first of all, that the Lord, he offers us this abundant living. Okay. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from your river of delights. It just speaks to our Father who really wants good things for us. Okay. And that includes your health, and it doesn't have to be this thing that you have to dread. Okay. So ponder that. Somebody in the comments, tell me where it's from. Okay. Okay. So let's dive in today. If you've been in my world for a while, you may have heard this teaching. Hopefully you'll have some renewed perspective. Let me, go ahead and pull up your workbook, and we're going to talk about, how we do weight loss and how we restore this process and how we stop getting stuck. So on page, I think it's page 11. Let me double check. Yeah. Page 11. Okay. So, in Fit Moms, we see weight loss, differently than the world. Obviously you're here because you want to invite God into this journey. You want to stop dieting. You want to stop being on that roller coaster. So, I think it's important to, first of all, recognize how you have been cycling and what's been going on, and then how we can help you to break free. So, if you have tried all the things, maybe it'd be kind of fun. We'll do a little quiz below. So in the comments, I want you to tell us what you have tried as far as diets go. I listed some of them. If you look at this diagram on this outer ring, so there's Weight Watchers, calorie counting, macro counting, medications. Maybe you've done Optavia, Nutrisystem, you name it. Okay, so tell us what you've tried. I know Trim Healthy Mama is a popular one. And I'm not saying that any of these different diets are evil or that they can't be helpful in a season, but I think you can all agree that these are not the solution, right? They aren't the thing that's going to lead to sustainable results. And if you've done them and you're here, you've probably rebounded and you have not experienced true freedom if you're not continuing to walk in it, okay? And a diet, just as a reminder, a diet, that word just means the food that you habitually eat. So I don't think that you want to habitually eat Optavia's bars that cost a lot of money and aren't even real food, right? Or I don't think you want to habitually never eat a carb again. So like in keto. So again, these different types of diets can have benefits in certain seasons, depending on the heart of the matter and what you're trying to achieve, but there's a better way. And we're going to teach you that today. Okay, so that's this outer ring. Then we have this middle ring, which is about the implementation. And so most of the time in the world's way of doing weight loss, the implementation is done through things like basically motivating you for a season or a behavioral change or challenges. And again, these can be fun. These are not bad things. We do similar things within our community, but it's not getting to the place where you're actually making a lifestyle out of it and where you're really able to dive into your foundations to change those so that, again, this becomes sustainable, okay? So it's like this short, fleeting bit of motivation that gets you to do the thing you want to do, but it's not diving deep into the way that you do life, if that makes sense. So maybe you've done it without getting your family involved, or maybe you've done it without meal planning because you have everything prepped for you in some sort of system, but you know that you're not going to do that forever. So we want to create a plan where you can do this forever. Okay. And then as far as including God in the center of this, the world's way doesn't, right? It's all based on what you can do and how amazing you are at carrying this thing out. Okay. So if you go down to our next section here, and you can also, you can take notes on page 13 as well. So the Kingdom Fit Mom's way is different because we are teaching you these three circles of weight loss, again, in a way that's sustainable. So in order to lose the weight all you need to focus on initially. And this sounds too good to be true, but it's true because I have done this with hundreds of fit moms now. And what we need to do is get you to understand how God made food and eat it. Okay. Eating real food. A big part of what we do in my program, Fit Moms Accelerator, is to break down the lies that we've been believing about food and how food has changed over the decades. And it's very eye-opening when you start to understand the way that Satan has lied to you. Probably some of it you recognized yesterday as well. So step one's real food. And then in this middle circle, we have to help you to get clear on a few things with the implementation piece. So number one is your thoughts. And what I mean by that is recognizing that not every thought that comes into your mind is reality, and we have to have a way to rewire those thoughts so that they fit with your long-term thinking part of your brain and not just that short-term momentary comfort. And so this is a practice, and that's why I put it in implementation. It could kind of go into the inner part as well, but it's something that we practice over and over again. It's something I help my clients with so they can understand, like, oh, this way of thinking is actually not helpful. And I'm not, just like yesterday in the Philippians verse, like I'm not focusing on things above. I am living in my excuse and I didn't even recognize it. Scheduling is a big part of this, along with getting into certain routines and habits and making the healthy choice the easy choice, like our blue zones friends, okay? But then we have to figure out, how do we invite God into this journey? And so I ask women this question a lot when I first meet them, like, have you invited God in? What does that look like? And many of them say, yeah, I've been praying about it. I really want to surrender this area of my life, but they don't know how. They don't know, like, what does that actually look like? Okay, so we have to pair all three of these circles together. But in this middle circle of how we do weight loss, the Kingdom Fit Mom's way. So number one, identity. Knowing who you are, knowing who God created you to be, and knowing that not just in your head, but in your heart. We'll talk more about that. Root lies. We'll talk more about that in a minute too. Kingdom purpose, getting excited for why God created you without these parts of you that, aren't meant to be there. Okay. And then declaring a new story using our words to bring the ideas that we have to reality. Okay. So let's dive into these a little bit more. So you can go to the next page where it gives you a chance to write some notes. So real food, what is it? Okay. So again, we are releasing. We talk about today as a day of releasing. Okay. So we're releasing diets and in a sense of what the world says, like a form of restriction. And we are just focusing on eating what God created without the expectation of being perfect, but seeking real food versus avoiding or restricting processed man-made food. So it's a renewed mindset here. It's seeing food as a gift instead of seeing it something that's scary or something that you need to avoid, okay? It makes the world of difference. I am constantly thinking, what can I put into my body that has good nutrients? I want to fuel my body well. And you have to get to the point where your mind is renewed enough to care about that, right? But as you immerse yourself, which you all are because you're here today on day two, as you commit to immersing yourself to making health a big rock in this season and for the rest of your life, part of the real food process is learning how to cook it and season it and get your family to like it and actually enjoy it. And some of you guys are totally rocking this. Some of you have been a part of our real food resets where we share recipes and how we're cooking and enjoying real food. But it is fun, you guys, and it's delicious. And if you feel like you're listening to me talking about eating real food or all whole foods, and you're like, ooh, this sounds hard, then that's okay, because you just have to practice it. And just to clarify too, if you're like, okay, what does she mean by real food? So real food is something that you can pick. It's single ingredient. It doesn't need a label. And it's just what it is, right? So an apple, pick it from the tree. It's just an apple. When you start to process it and make applesauce and you add sugar or whatever else you're adding to preserve it in the store, it's a little farther removed. An apple fritter is, it's got a little bit of real food, but a lot of, you know, flour and things that aren't great for your body. And then apple Laffy Taffy is very far removed from actually being an apple. Okay. So that's one easy example to understand. So that is how, if you can learn to eat that way, did God make it? I can eat it. And then of course, maybe some other tweaks along the way, but we have to stop. We have to stop getting into the weeds until we master this. Okay. If you try to out-exercise a bad diet, you are also going to set yourself up for failure. And I can say this from experience. I used to feel like I had to save up for chocolate at night, okay? And so I would do my 2-hour-a-day workouts because I had time. I didn't have kids. And it was like, oh, this is fun. I could go work out. And then I would save up. I would restrict nutrient-dense foods so that I could have my treat at night. Okay. This is another form of being enslaved to a system of eating. Okay. If you have been on Weight Watchers or macros or keto or intermittent fasting, whatever, oftentimes this can put the focus on the wrong spot initially. Some of these things, like intermittent fasting, there are definite health benefits to that. But if you struggle with being on this outer rim of diet to diet, you should not start with intermittent fasting. Okay. We have to figure out what's going on in here until you start getting into the details of any other thing, until you can master eating real food and stop emotionally eating and change your thoughts to make yourself a priority. You need to stop focusing on all these little details that do not matter because they're not sustainable until you have a change of heart. Okay. So, again, first step is to focus on God's design for food, go back to the basics, eat what he created, and then the stages go like this, real food, and then we help you to tweak your food log reviews to make sure that you're getting the right amount of nutrients, et cetera. But most of the time with my clients, if I'm working with you one-on-one and you are mastering real food, you're going to see that scale drop quickly. You don't even need me until you hit a plateau, maybe depending on how much weight you want to lose, 30 pounds, 50 pounds down the line. Only then do I sometimes even start looking at food log reviews because it's not the primary focus. Okay. If you hit a plateau, then I work with my clients to go through a food log review, or you can have someone help you to determine, am I getting enough protein? Am I eating too many carbohydrates, et cetera? Okay. Because it really varies person to person. So I'm curious in the comments, what questions do you have about real food? And does this make sense? Have you experienced the freedom that comes from eating real food? I know a lot of you in Fit Moms, if you've been around for a while, you are walking in this freedom. So feel free to share. I'm going to bless you with a little gift today. So check your email. I'll be sending out my real food list to help you to understand what's included. And this is not all inclusive, of course, but it gives you an idea. And then you can kind of group other things that are similar into these categories. Okay. So we did the outer rim. It's really simple. Real food. Okay. The middle rim. So the implementation piece. So I want to talk specifically about schedule first. And did you know that you can schedule your weight loss success? And a few things that we have to help you to get into the habit of doing. And I'm curious, comment below which of these you do well and which of these that you need some help with, okay? Or you need to understand a system for, or maybe some more practice, okay? So we have to help you to meal plan every single week. We have to help you to have a plan for prepping your food, okay? Because you can have a plan, but the best laid plan is going to fail if you don't have time set aside to prepare your food. You have to have time built in to move your body. There's no perfect way to do this. You don't have to do CrossFit. You don't have to do Pilates. You don't have to swim. Like you got to do something that you love. And then one often missed thing in your schedule that you have to have is rest. Okay. Now I want to speak to that specifically because I used to also skip over this part, but God did not intend for us to go, 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 to strive our way to having a perfect body. And to never give our body a break. He gave us instead the gift of Sabbath so that we can enjoy our lives. And again, the reason that we are focusing on being kingdom fit is so that we can live our life in fullness, right? And that includes the Sabbath. So we aren't working to have this perfect body to then never enjoy life. Not that we would even have a perfect body, right? Because that doesn't exist on this side of heaven. But that's, you get what I'm saying? Like the point of being kingdom fit is so that you can go on a Sabbath hike with your family and you can keep up and you can have fun and enjoy it and stop thinking about your weight all day. Okay. So sleep is important. If you aren't sleeping well, then you're going to have messed up hunger hormones and it's going to affect your weight loss. And I think it's good to look at Jesus. He was such a good example of getting away as a form of rest. Okay. Other things that we have to work through when it comes to scheduling and to the implementation of weight loss. I mean, the list, I could talk for a whole week on this. There are a lot of things that we have to work together to create. Delegating is very important. having family meetings and getting your family involved, do you do this? Or are you trying to do everything in your house? Again, depending on where you're, the age of your kids, like you are teaching them valuable lessons, really at any age. And making your health a priority is important because if you aren't doing it, they're likely to carry on that same trend. You're teaching them the identity of cooking and, cooking for your family. This is a life skill that every single kid needs to know as they leave their house. I'm teaching my 7-year-old right now to make eggs, and he makes his brother and sister toast, and he actually likes it. He finds a lot of purpose in this. And so you need to be teaching your kids how to not just cook, but how to cook real food so that when they get married or have a family or live on their own or whatever life throws at them, they can do this. Okay. So they aren't like thrown into college and they see all these different choices in the cafeteria and they don't know the difference between what they should eat and what they shouldn't. And they haven't been spoken truth about what is God made. And so they're left with, well, this tastes good and it's convenient. And that goes often into a spiral, right? You get what I'm saying? So you don't have to, I'm going on a bit of a tangent here, but you don't have to tell your kids about weight, but you need to teach them about the truth about food. Okay. If you're ignoring it and saying, well, I don't want them to develop a complex, you're missing the mark. You got to teach your kids what is nutritious for their body in a way that is age appropriate. And so that they can leave your home and know this. Okay. This is important. Okay. Women often feel stuck when it comes to their schedule. This is a major hang-up point that I hear often because they feel like they are not being perfect. Do you ever feel like that? Like you plan out all the things in your day and they don't go as planned. Okay. That's not the point. I plan out things in my schedule and I like literally never do them all. Okay. But it's just a guide to get me going in the right direction of where I will be generally speaking, spending my time. Okay. Otherwise, we're just throwing spaghetti at the wall and we're not knowing what's for dinner. We're arguing over, I don't want to eat that, or that sounds gross, or whatever. Like there's no plan in place. And there's also arguing, even mentally, over like, I want to go exercise, but my spouse had different expectations of me. Okay. All right. So there are many things I could talk about. We'll talk a little bit more about the thoughts piece tomorrow and the things that we're releasing, but that's a good place to get started. So tell me in the chat. Again, with the schedule, what do you feel like you need to work on the most? And have you developed systems for these things? Okay. Now, we're going to talk now about this centerpiece of the puzzle, how to invite God into your weight loss journey. So again, with identity being first up, there's a difference between knowing in your head who Christ is and that he loves you, and knowing that God wants abundant life for you. Like you might hear me and you're like, yeah. But there's a difference between knowing that in your head and knowing the promises of God and knowing the promises of God in your heart and letting it settle into our being so that you live differently, that you know in your heart your worth and your value and who you're created to be. Okay. It's the difference. Here are some differences. Tell me which of these you fall into. Living in fear and insecurity versus living in true identity of knowing the security of knowing that you have a good father who wants to take care of every need. So are you finding yourself living in worry? And if so, you're not walking in true identity of who God has called you to be. Do you find that you are asking God to bless what you're doing, or are you instead doing what God is blessing, right? Are you saying, are you directing God, like, please come into my little world, or are you opening your mind, even getting uncomfortable to do the things that he is already blessing? Do you find that you're striving? Do you find that, once you know that you are a daughter of the King, you don't have to strive to earn love anymore. You don't have to live in doubt and comparison. You get to walk in the Spirit. So these are two different things, and we're all growing in this. I don't want to claim that I'm perfect in this because I am definitely not, but it's something that God has really grown a lot in me. And this is where with anybody who comes into Fit Moms, this is where we have to start. Okay. And if you can relate to some of these first characteristics that I mentioned, there's probably some gaps in walking out in true identity of what the Bible says and who God says you are and the promises over your life. And again, this is pretty much all of us in some capacity, because we're going through that process of sanctification. We're growing more and more like Christ, which is true identity. So why is this important? Why do we have identity in a weight loss program? Okay. So once we dig into identity, follow me here. We're all going to find some gaps, okay, in seeing ourselves the way that heaven sees us. So then we have to go digging and figure out why. When we see that there is bad fruit in our life, we have to stop trying to chop off the fruit and instead aim for the roots, okay? It's just like a lot of people are switching the way that they see healthcare and medicine. People don't want to just go to the doctor anymore, at least a lot of people in my world, and they don't want to just go to the doctor and get some medicine. Like, they want to understand, like, why is my blood pressure high? Okay. Why am I having this ache or pain, right? We're not just treating it. We're going to the root and we're cutting it off so that it stops. Okay. Same thing with you and your weight loss journey. When we see that we are constantly, for example, struggling to keep our health a priority, or if we struggle with emotional eating, or we can't keep boundaries to take care of ourselves, comment below if you have any of those, okay? We're being real here. Then there is a root that is festering your life in various ways when it comes to this, okay? We're going to talk more about this tomorrow, but I just want to plant the seed. I want you to understand that there is a key to doing kingdom-minded weight loss, and that is figuring out why. Why am I doing this? Okay. If we're chopping off the fruit, we're going to stop doing that. We're going to stop going on this diet. You know, I'm just going to stop aiming for fat loss in some way. I'm going to get to the root of why I can't make myself a priority so that I stop struggling. I teach you a lot of this inside of my Fit Bombs programs. How to figure out why the struggle exists, the lies that we've been believing. And this is actually fun for me, because when we start deconstructing the lies that Satan has put over our life, it gives us that fire to fight, right? And it allows us to see that there have been events or relationships in our lives that can lead us on to holding on to weight for safety, maybe, or for a way to hide. Okay. I don't want to give too much away. We'll go into that tomorrow. Okay. So we do all this inner work. Identity, digging up bad roots, and then we get really excited to go into our kingdom purpose. And this is why we do this, right? Like, if all of us listening here, we were walking out in the fullness abundance of all God created us to be, including in our body, we would be advancing the kingdom at a far greater rate than we are now, okay? So we get to think about, like, what am I created to do? What is the call on my life? Maybe you're called to be a stay-at-home mom right now and be really present with your kids and disciple them. And that is an important call. Maybe you're a coach. Maybe you are a businesswoman. Maybe you work in the medical field. Maybe you homeschool. Whatever the thing is that you do, there is value in that. And if you are a mom, and most of us here are, or if you have relationships where you're mentoring people, it's important that we show up in fullness in every way, not just physically with our body, with inner, like, you know, like being able to run or keep up, but it's the way that we are able to receive the Spirit by not being bogged down with poor health. Okay. How can I do the thing that God is calling me to do in fullness? What will that look like when I'm no longer struggling with weight? I'm curious what comes up for you. How can I do the thing that God has called me to do when my thoughts are no longer consumed by weight? When my blood sugar is regulated, what would that look like? Okay. And then we move into the exciting part of declaring a new story, of further solidifying the process. And we need to teach you how to declare truth over your life, because do you recognize that your words matter? The Bible talks a lot about declaring a thing and speaking a thing out that you want to come into being for His glory, instead of letting your thoughts go to this place of doubt and insecurity or being hard on yourself, right? When you start to notice that you're going on this train of poor, stinky thinking, right? We have to train you to chop off that thought, figure out where the root comes from, and then learn how to speak differently into that situation. Speak truth. Speak the promises that God has already said over your life, okay? All right. Which of these things that I've said so far is new to you? Which of these things do you feel most excited about? Okay. This is the Fit Mom's Way. It's these three circles. It's very simple. And we do them congruently. It will lead you out of the cycle into freedom. Okay. I've seen this over and over again. It's not going to happen overnight. You have to do this in a process. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to pick and choose these different things. We have to work together to do it step by step so you're not overwhelmed. It may seem overwhelming right now. Okay. And you got to stop trying to do it on your own. So what I want you to do is to hop back into your workbook, and you're going to see on page 14, I did just kind of a general self-assessment here. Hopefully you get the idea of what I'm trying to ask. So you're going to rate each of these things on a scale of 1 to 5, and be real with yourself. Don't round up just because you want to be there. Like, be real with yourself. So number one is low, or I'm really not confident in this at all. Number five is like, I could get on a stage and speak about this. I'm so confident about it, and I'm totally rocking it in my life. And then three is like, half the time I do this, not doing it great. You get the idea. Okay. You're going to tally up your scores. At the bottom, I teach you, or I write in there kind of what those scores mean. So you can pause this right now, pause the video, take your self-assessment, see where you're at as far as the three different circles of weight loss and how you're, where you need to grow the most. Okay. And then after you do this, I want you to share your scores in the community. Okay. Tell us. And if it's surprising to you, or if you're like, man, I totally know I'm pretty good at real food, but this inner work with God, I need some help. Okay. Or whatever that is. Okay. So go ahead and do that. And again, a score over 20, it tells us that you're at least on the right track, maybe a few tweaks away from walking in freedom and dropping the weight. But sometimes you still need some help to make those final tweaks. Okay. So now here's what to do with these scores. So again, it can feel overwhelming. And now that you've hopefully paused, shared your scores, now you've recognized that there are some gaps. So now what? It can be tempting, again, to try to fix this all at once. I want you to write in your paper, I am not going to fix this all at once. It will never work if you do that. You will do this thing that I see dozens and hundreds of clients do, okay, where they try to go all in and fix all the things, and they get burnout and they fail and they quit and they end up back on the outer circle because they say, well, it's probably just easier if I go back to counting things, or if I go back to my macro mapping, because that actually worked to get the weight off. Okay. It's missing the point. You did too many things at once. We're basically what we're doing with this. If you've struggled with weight for a while, if you're here and you're like, man, I want to just live freely as a healthy, fit mom, where it's just part of what I do. You can do that. Okay. You can do that. I am a living testimony of breaking many strongholds and just living freely. If you want to do that, you have to think of it as like wiping the slate clean and starting from the ground up to rebuild this foundation. We have to get that cornerstone in. We have to get Jesus as that cornerstone. We have to know who we are. We have to know that we're worth the fight. And then we have to slowly build. We got to put in some of the details here and there. Maybe we got to call on the builder to figure out, why is my wall a little out of sync? You know, it's not something you're just going to put together in a day. It will not stand if you do that. You're going to be missing the details. So just right now, I want you to write in the chat, I'm not going to do it all at once. I will not succeed if I do that. Okay. Okay. It can feel discouraging when, and even like you want to give up hope when you see your own weaknesses staring back at you as well. So I want to encourage you again that there are things that I would look at and do a self-assessment on and say, man, I really suck at this, right? And there are things that you would totally rock, okay? We all have unique giftings, and so you should not feel shame if this is an area where you struggle. But you're here, and you are making a comeback, and you're not going to let that feeling of being less than stop you. We're going to move forward together. We are in the process today of redemption, okay? Write redemption in the chat below. Okay. So as you look at these scores, I want you to comment ready if you are in a good space now, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, to do this work, that you are ready to do this work and break free from the weight struggle. I'm just curious, after you've listened to the content so far. We're a little over halfway done. Are you ready to do weight loss the Kingdom Fit Mom's way? To see that scale drop? Yes, we can help you to do that. But more importantly, invite God into the journey. If that's you, I want you to comment ready. And by doing that, again, speaking out or typing out, you're declaring a new thing over your life. I'm ready. April 23rd, 2024 is the day, or maybe yesterday was the day that I recommitted my life. I'm making this a big rock and I'm not going back. Okay. God, He so honors your yes to get well. Okay. How many of you, I want you to type in the comments, how many of you would like a step-by-step simple process for how to implement all of the things that we just learned in those circles, right? For how to regularly eat real food so you can stop counting things and just go to a restaurant or a party or have a clear idea in mind of what to eat, of how to have control over food instead of food having control over you. Can I get an amen to that? Like, how many of you think it would be helpful to have a step-by-step process? How many of you, I want you to comment, yes, if you want to invite God into this journey. Maybe you know this is the missing piece and you're ready to do weight loss differently. You just haven't understood how to do that. Okay. I'm ready to invite God in. Like, comment below, declare the thing that you want to come into existence. Okay. And partner with God. How many of you want to start living with more discipline over your time? Stop scrolling, right? If we have time to scroll for an hour a day, if we want to get real with that little clock that keeps track on our phone, that's sometimes depressing, right? Then we have time to walk. We have time to meal plan. Okay. So how many of you are ready to have more of a schedule, having more order to your day, or especially more order over how you spend your time that includes all these foundations to lose weight? Where are my women at who are ready for a comeback? Take charge. Comment comeback if you're ready to feel amazing in your own skin again and live this life differently, okay? I want to see in the chat below who's ready for a comeback. So if this is you, first of all, you do not need to fight on your own to figure this out, okay? We want to invite you into Fit Moms Accelerator where you get to join us to have that simple step-by-step process to focus little by little on the thing that will lead you to feeling confident in all the steps above that we just talked about and the self-assessment and so much more. So imagine you come in a week one, there's a training similar to these, but more in depth that will lead you to a renewed mindset, inviting God in, declaring truth, feeling encouraged to be in this kingdom-minded community. Do you pick up on the energy that this community has? Like, God is doing something in this community. Also, each week, there's a specific action step to take that will lead you to seeing the scale drop. You don't have to guess. You just do the thing. You keep adding little by little by little so that we are putting bricks onto our new foundation of healthy living, okay? You're essentially habit stacking your way to weight loss in community with heart change to help along the way. And if you're somebody who has commented so far that maybe you feel a sense of defeat or feeling stuck or wanting to give this all over to God, then you need to come get into Fit Moms Accelerator, right? This is the place for you. And if you're feeling the stirring in your heart to move and take back control in this area of life under His control, under God's control, I want to invite you into Fit Moms Accelerator. Okay, I want to share my screen here. And I'm going to show you what it looks like when you click to join us. Maybe you're like, okay, what is it? And some of you guys are like tangible, kind of hands-on people. So you go to kelseywickenhauser.com/join. Now, just so you know, you can get started for $97, guys. I mean, like, we have created different ways to get involved in Fit Moms. And in the accelerator, you can get started for, I mean, if you're being real, you could save $97 a month from not getting your fancy coffee and skipping a couple things at the grocery store and your Amazon list, right? You could find $97 if you're really ready to do this. So I just wanted to point out, you can take a look at the website. We have some testimonials and you can go listen to some of the podcasts too. I'll be sending that out in your email as well today. But if you're curious what all is included, you can see it here in our 10-step process. We call it our 10 10-week weight loss boot camp. You get access to all of this for an entire year so you can keep practicing it. Okay. So these are the different things that we help you with. And then I also just wanted to point out every other month we do a real food reset. So you get to practice real food in community, get all your questions answered. You get excited to restore the glory of God in real food. And then we are implementing monthly Q&A calls where you get to submit your questions and then I'll be coming on to answer those. Okay. So again, you can do $97 a month for 6 months or you can pay in full at $497. Now, a couple other things. Okay. So if you join now, keep hearing me out. We have an exciting way for you to get extra coaching because if you would like to join between now, so you're watching live, it's Tuesday and Friday, so it'd be the 26th of April. When you join today on April 23rd, you're going to get access to the VIP upgrade, okay? So no matter what, when you join, you get this 10-week weight loss boot camp, this step-by-step process to losing weight quickly, developing consistency, regaining that motivation so that it's not all about you and your wishes, but having greater purpose, right? And you have access to the Real Food Resets, the community course. But when you take action today, you also get 2 bonus calls with me in May and June to help you to hit those summer weight loss goals and to basically have extra support as you're working through all the material. Normally, I reserve most of my coaching for those inside of Fit Moms Academy, which I'll tell you about in a minute. And inside the accelerator though. So this is if everybody should be able to join the accelerator if this is something that's on your heart because it's so accessible. It's giving you everything you need to rebuild the foundation. And now when you join today, you're going to get a private VIP coaching call with me and the people who join in May and June to get you unstuck even more. And this is again a very rare opportunity for extra coaching. Not only that, I have more surprises for you. You're also going to get a week of one-on-one Voxer coaching with me if you join today, okay? You can use that anytime during your first 12 weeks in the accelerator. So say you get to the section about scheduling and you're like, man, I'm really stuck here. Then I give you a process. You connect with me on Voxer, which is a walkie-talkie app. You say, hey, Kelsey, can you help me through this? We talk back and forth and I'll help you to get unstuck for that week. Maybe you need help with the roots and processing some deeper things. Maybe you need help figuring out your stinky thinking, okay? This is a one-time offer. I just felt like the Holy Spirit was saying, like, I want more and more women breaking free. Open up your coaching to accelerate, to transition into the season in the summer, into what helping women to transition into who they truly are this summer, okay? All right. So this is a crazy affordable option for anybody who wants to go all in with kingdom-minded weight loss. We've created this accelerator program so that literally every single one of us could get started if you're not ready to jump into the academy. So before you go sign up, I just want to mention as well that you can, a normal course of action is for you to go through the accelerator, okay, this 10-week process, start developing the language, the practice, getting into real food. And when you're ready, you upgrade into the academy to work with me one-on-one and to get deeper into accountability and really like fine-tune this process, right? Now, hear me out. Some of you are listening to this and you're thinking like, I want more in-depth coaching from the beginning. Some of you have already reached out to ask me like, how do we get started sooner? And if you want to jump into the academy from the beginning, that's totally fine, okay? So we do have several fit moms who just had a bunch join back in March who start in the academy. Some of them have joined from the accelerator. I trust all of you to know what you need. Okay. So you'll be getting the link. If you want to join right into the accelerator today, you can do that. If you're like, I kind of want to know more about working with you, Kelsey, in the academy. Again, that's our 6-month group coaching. You have accountability groups. You have one-on-one access to me for 6 months. And we do weekly group calls. It's really a place to immerse yourself in really accelerate faster. Okay. But you have access to everything that's in the accelerator. I do have 5 spots for $500 off if you want to go that route. So you'll get access to, you have to apply to join. And you can get started inside of the academy if that's your wish. Okay. Again, I trust you to know where you're at. There's no right or wrong. You can start with the accelerator and upgrade when you need to. Okay. You also have an option when you're checking out of the accelerator to upgrade, and it's an extra $250 a month for the 6 months for those of you who are all in from the start. Okay. If you have questions, you can reach out to me or you can comment below. There is no bad option here, and you're either going to get the whole process plus the community, or you're going to get all of what I just said plus accountability leaders and weekly group calls. Okay. But do not do nothing. Okay. Don't get all fired up today and then keep trying what has not been working. I'm going to give you the entire process inside of my Fit Moms communities for how to be set free. All right. So if you're still watching me, who's hopping in for two bonus coaching sessions today? Who's hopping into the accelerator and getting that extra week of coaching with me? I'm so excited, first of all, to get to know you and to hear more about your life. Only $97 in the entire blueprint for restoration. And then I want to know who's leaning more towards joining us inside of Fit Moms Academy. If that's you, then type Academy. I'll reach out to you just to answer any questions you have. And if you're not sure, if you're thinking like maybe the Academy is the way I want to go, just type that in the chat. Type any questions you have, and then we can talk through what that looks like. And if you want to be one of the five to get the scholarship, we can get you in. Okay. That's all I have for today. I cannot wait to hear your scores and your breakthroughs, what you're learning, what's different in your heart from prior diet plans, all the things. And remember that tomorrow you want to come back, because tomorrow is the day that we are going to release. We are letting go of what's been broken, and we're getting excited to co-create with God. So make sure to comment on your homework before this evening, 9 p.m. Central Time. I'll be giving away my favorite shopper tonight. It's amazing. And you can just, have a lot of fun chopping up your onions in one foul swoop. All right, ladies, have a lovely evening. Thank you so much for hanging out, and I'm excited to see you tomorrow and to answer any questions you have.